now, Minnesota Hospital, the continuing saga of our dedicated medical men and women who help make Minnesota one of the best states to get sick in. Dr. Gil Whitney is consulting with Nurse Helen Trent.
Helen, I'm so upset by that Vikings game yesterday.
Oh, I know you must be, Gil. I know.
I'm so upset I need to get away somewhere.
Oh?
And be consoled by someone near and dear to me.
Oh, Gil.
And the nearest and dearest I know.
Dr. Whitney!
The hospital administrator.
Dr. Whitney, as you know, we're opening our holiday gift shop today, and I was wondering if you could help me.
Oh, for you, anything, sir.
I wonder if you'd work in the shop Saturday and Sunday.
What?
Well, Dr. Kidney Hartman was scheduled, but he's upset over the Vikings losing. He can't make it.
Kidney Hartman, I have to work for Kidney Hartman.
Hello, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving yesterday.
Oh, the chairman of the board, Oscar Carlson.
No.
And please remember the fact that I am the cousin of the governor should make no difference how much you should suck up to me.
Yes, sir.
But word got out to our meeting this morning that you, Dr. Whitney, gracefully volunteered to help out over the weekend at the holiday gift shop.
I only now heard about that, and I haven't said whether I'd do it.
In any event, we think you should be rewarded.
Oh, how?
With my sincere thanks.
Oh, isn't that wonderful, Dr. Whitney?
That's really nice.
You know, we had a report at the meeting this morning that according to this survey, the average American doctor spends a total of 3 hours each day doing paperwork.
I believe it.
It's gotten really bad. Dr. Kevorkian was once so tied up doing paperwork, the patient recovered.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, excuse me, folks. Where's the holiday gift shop here at the hospital? You know where I can tell
the holiday gift shop.
Down?
Yes, it's right down the end of the hall, sir.
Huh?
I say the holiday gift shop is down at the end of the hall.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh good. I want to get one of them fur-lined bedpans.
No, we decided not to sell any more fur-lined bedpans. The animal rights activists protested.
Oh, well, then maybe I could buy one of them thermometers where they take the temperature in your ear.
Yeah, we do have those.
First, they took temperatures in the mouth and then the rect end. And
The rectum.
Yeah, that's it. Now in the ear. What opening they're going to find to take your temperature in next, huh?
Well, it's a good idea to take your temperature regularly at your age.
Yeah, I'm getting on. I don't feel so good either.
You do look a bit ill.
A bit. I don't want to say how near death I look, but Anna Nicole Smith keeps calling to ask me out. How bad I look. Boy, I hope I look worse. She may get through.
You look like you may have the flu. Remember?
Flu?
The flu. Flu. F-L-U, flu.
No, I'm driving. I'm not flying.
Remember, when you get the flu, drink plenty of fluids.
Oh, flu. Well, of course. What else would I drink? Solids?
Oh, Dr. Whitney, Dr. Whitney.
Oh, yes, intern, what is it?
Dr. Whitney, the patient in room 678.
Oh, yes, the one in her 14th month of pregnancy?
Yes. She feels you doctors aren't telling her everything.
Hmm.
Oh, and Mr. Carlson?
Mr. Carlson, the intern wants to talk to you.
Yeah, what is it, intern, then?
Yeah, what is it, intern?
Mr. Carlson, the plastic surgeons need a new supply of Ziploc bags to use for leftovers.
Well, can you keep those leftovers for more than 1 to 3 days?